Good evening. London, England. A busy, modern city. I want to ask you, if I may, tonight, to join me in an experiment. An experiment to turn back time, to suspend belief in the here and now, and journey into the past. Come with me now to a London before two wars, when the city was very different to the one we live in now. And this house you see behind me was the London home of one of the most powerful men of this century.
We're filming.
Through this elegant doorway, with its charming Regency motif, came and went the greatest names of pre-war days. At these graceful downstairs windows, on my left, stood kaisers, czars, and cabinet ministers. Directly above me, you can see the balcony at which stood the King of England himself. Its delicate, graceful ironwork still reflecting the gentility of this quiet London square. The owner of this elegant residence was the legendary Gerald Winfrey, the man who saved governments and ended wars. Behind these doors, behind these windows, our journey back in time must begin. Take one last lingering look at this building, and imagine yourselves back in the year 1913, the year of wars and rumors of wars. The year that saw the extraordinary tale of Winfrey's last case. How's that? Felt good?
Once again, love.
What?
Not quite right.
Ah, Jefferson, glad you could get here. Something pretty big's come up. Sit down. What's the problem, Archie?
Well, we think the Germans may be trying to start the war a year early.
God!
I thought they were the one nation we could trust.
We all did, Harry.
Well, damn it all, it's not the best sort of people to have a war against.
But suppose this infernal rumor's true. I mean, are we ready to start a war now?
Well, Jefferson, I don't know about your boys, but we shall need at least another 6 months. We're short of heavy cannon, 2.5 mortars, trestle tables, cutting...
Trestle tables?
For the catering, we've only got 6. You can't expect to train a man to the peak of military achievement and then ask him to feed off his lap. I mean, if you spill things on some of those uniforms...
What about the Navy, Jefferson?
We're short on spoons, mainly.
No, I meant weaponry.
Ah, well, we have 15 dreadnoughts at sea and 12 under construction.
And the Germans?
Oh, they've got everything. Spoons, forks, knives, complete condiment set.
Ships, Jefferson, destroyers, dreadnoughts.
Ah, well, the last they told us, they had 12 at sea and 9 under construction.
When was this?
Well, I spoke to old Tirpitz at a sherry party only a month ago.
And since then?
Well, I haven't heard anything.
That's what worries me. Intelligence thinks the Germans are up to something very underhand.
Bloody intelligence, they never did like the Germans.
I'm afraid, gentlemen, they're pretty certain that the Germans have somehow opened hostilities without letting us know.
How the hell could they?
I don't know how, nor where, nor when. No, but we must find out. And we must put a stop to it. Before... What was that?
Sorry, my stomach.
Before the whole bloody country starts to panic. Now we can save this war. And it can still be a great war. But if we should fail, I need hardly say, gentlemen, it could jeopardize our chances of ever having a war with the Germans again.
What do you propose, Archie?
I think we have only one effective course of action. We must call in Gerald Winfrey.
By Jove!
Winfrey!
Thank you.
The answer is no. Not this time.
Why ever not, Wimpy?
Gentlemen, in the last 4 months, I've brought the Balkan Wars to an end, averted a revolution in Russia for the second year running, started a civil war in Persia, annexed 2 new colonies. I've been saving this country every year since 1898, and I need a holiday.
A holiday? But for how long?
Oh, a year.
A year?
2 years.
But the war?
Well, the war, I fear, is your little problem. After all, you're the ones who get paid for it. Now, if you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I really must go and see George. He's lending me some fishing tackle.
George? The fifth?
Good day, gentlemen, and good luck with your war.
Don't forget, you're giving my wife brain surgery on Friday, Winfrey.
Have to be after the holiday, I'll be.
Truth be told, I was jolly fed up of being a hero. Having to save the country 2 or 3 times a week meant I could get nothing done at all. Well, now at last, I was going to sit back and live a life of my own. I'd taken a short let on a cottage on the Cornish coast, as far away as I could possibly be from Whitehall.
Hello, this is Torpoint, isn't it?
No, not really.
The guard on the train put me off here.
He must have been lying. Next stop. Hello?
Yes, sir? Can I help you, sir?
Oh, yes. Hello. Yes, I'll have a pint of bitter, please. Best Cornish bitter.
You're from Penzance?
No, London.
Where's that?
What?
Where's that?
Oh, well, it's sort of east of here.
Bodmin Way?
Oh, no, further than that.
Oh, Russia.
No, not as far as Russia.
Latvia?
No, not as far as Latvia.
Estonia?
Yes, how much is that, please?
That'll be tuppence, my dear.
Right. Tell me, is this Tor Point?
Yes, that's right.
I'm renting a little spot round here by the name of Smuggler's Cottage.
Oh, terrible place.
What?
It's a terrible place to get to.
Oh?
Terrible dangerous. 'Tis only village taxi dares go along that road.
Oh, it doesn't worry me too much. When does the taxi leave?
Oh, 5 minutes.
Oh, suits me perfectly. Everything around here?
Oh, yes. Ain't no one else do this sort of work. All the young men are gone.
Into the army, I suppose.
Yes, I expect so.
What a waste.
Mind how you go now.
And you?
Oh, I'm all right. I knows this road like the back of me hand.
That's right, yes.
Welcome to Smuggler's Cottage.
Well, thank you. This is very kind.
I am your housekeeper, Mrs. Otway.
Well, I must say this is most kind of you.
This
I didn't
is my assistant, Mrs. Partington. Mr. Kahn, the head steward.
Good evening, sir.
McKendrick, the butler. Mr. Rothman and Mr. Vickers, assistant butlers. McCarris, the boot boy. Mr. Ferris. And here we have...
Just a moment. Mr. Ferris, I didn't catch what you do here.
Osteopath, sir.
Osteopath?
Osler.
Osler, you know, he looks after the horses.
That's it.
But surely in a
bit... Mr. Campbell and Mr. Rowley, bedmakers. Monsieur Bienteau, the cook. Kitchen boys, Mr. Rolfe and Mr. Tipkin.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Say nothing, Mr. Winfrey. It's just traditional Cornish hospitality. I'll introduce you to all the gardeners in the morning. Can't?
We want you to feel absolutely at home here at Smuggler's Cottage. It's your holiday. Enjoy it as you will. But don't go into the small bedroom at the end of the passage, whatever you do.
Or the basement.
Shh!
The basement?
She meant the basins, Mr. Winfrey. Don't get in the basins. They won't stand it.
Mr. Khan, would you show Mr. Winfrey to the bottom of the stairs?
Yes, of course. This way, sir.
Thank you.
Mrs. Partington will show you to the top of the stairs, where Mr. Rotman will meet you and take you round the corner. Then Mr. Vickers will take you to the door of your room, where Mr. Girton, master of the bedchamber, will take you inside, and then Mr. Campbell and Mr. Rowley will take you across to the mantelpiece. We trust you will be comfortable.
My name is Girton, sir. I'm in charge of the upstairs section. This way, sir. Passing through the door here, sir, you will find on your right is the bed. You will notice it is laid with two pillows. But a further two pillows or one bolster are available on request.
Yes.
And should you require the pillows to be turned at any point, Mr. Rawlinson here will oblige until a properly trained pillow boy arrives tomorrow.
Thank you.
The curtains here, sir, can be drawn. Left, right, left, right.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Girton. That will be all.
Yes, of course, sir. Will you require a call, sir?
No, thank you.
Well, I'll call you anyway. But don't in any way feel bounded by it.
Who the hell's that?
Vinny, sir. I'm in charge of the undermattress area.
Go away!
Sorry, sir.
So began my first night at Smuggler's Cottage. I couldn't say it was the holiday I expected, but I'm sure they were all good people trying to do their best for me, and anything was preferable to the company of the warmongers of Whitehall. As I sat and listened to the silence of the night, there was something unutterably satisfying about not having to be anyone's hero.
They're the new gardeners, sir.
There must be 70 or 80 of them.
There's a lot to do in the garden this time of year, sir. Weeding, planting, cutting off the dead heads. Breakfast?
What's going on here, Mr. Girton?
Going on, sir?
Yes, all these people.
They're all villagers, sir. We're just a normal, happy Cornish fishing community.
I never saw any fishermen.
Oh, they're always to be found, sir. Usually in the pub.
There was no one at all in the pub yesterday.
Oh, no, they weren't here yesterday, so they were out all day on the mackerel boats. But they'll be back today, though, definitely. I'll put your kippers on, sir.
He mustn't leave here. It's as simple as that. Do you understand?
I've got his things.
You really think that'll stop him?
He'll look very silly.
You'll have to do better than that. Drug his kipper.
I don't think you can drug kippers.
Just show him some intelligence.
Mr. Winfrey, sir. Yes? I just come to say that I forgot something earlier on.
Oh, yes. What was that?
Oh! I do apologize, sir. It's just an old Cornish custom.
Whatever was going on, it certainly wasn't my idea of the ideal holiday. I decided it was probably best to forego the kippers. However, a brief inspection of the room was more than enough to convince me there was absolutely no way I could escape. Doors and windows were both triple locked, and there was no other entrance or exit. But I had forgotten one thing. This was smuggling country. No smuggler's cottage would be complete without at least one secret passage, and this seemed to be no exception. In fact, I discovered 23 different secret passageways leading out of my room alone. The only problem was, which one to take and where did they lead?
We have to kill him, Mr. Girton.
It's against all the laws of hospitality.
He knows too much already. Out of the way. Forget the kipper. Get the gun.
I staggered on blindly until at last I saw light ahead and found myself free of the dank, brandy-smelling tunnels. I decided to make straight for the village and seek help there.
My name is Winfrey, Gerald Winfrey.
This is Tony.
Oh, hello, Tony. Pleased to meet you.
And this is Eddie.
Hello, Eddie. How are you?
Tony. Another Tony. Wolf. Wilf. Sorry. Wilf. Eddie. Another Eddie, and next to Eddie is Eddie. Yeah, another Eddie.
I'm glad to be among sane people again, I can tell you. Look, I know this may sound rather ridiculous, but I've just come from Smuggler's Cottage up the coast where some of the servants are trying to kill me. Can you help? Look, someone's trying to kill me, don't you understand? Can you help?
I congratulate you on your persistence, Mr. Winfrey. You survive the taxi drive, and then you survive a night at Smuggler's Cottage. But then Gerald Winfrey would.
Kahn.
Alfred von Kahn, Mr. Winfrey. German intelligence. Fräulein Gerda Opweg, my assistant. Herr Gertheim, head of our British division.
British division?
Just time for a final beer for Mr. Winfrey.
So long as the beer is not German as well.
Oh, no, the beer is authentic. Lotte, ein drei Cornisher beer für mein Freund.
Jawohl, mein Kommandant.
What's the game, Khan?
Oh, it's not a game, Mr. Winfrey. We're trying to start a war. A war by other means, if you like. A war in which everyone gets a bit of territory and no one gets hurt.
Except the poor blighters who used to live here.
They're very happy.
Well, where the hell are they?
In Germany.
You captured them, I suppose?
No. We offered them a 2-year inclusive holiday in the Bavarian Alps. They all accepted very happily. Oh, apart from the vicar. He chose Dortmund. He has a sister there.
And you take their place over here?
Absolutely. We have a highly trained force waiting to move into England. 600 vicars, 1,000 shepherds.
2 divisions of cockneys.
44 judges, 12 eccentrics, 850 private nannies.
And you expect to keep this a secret?
We have succeeded until now, Mr. Winfrey.
Until you came along.
No. Let him have his drink first.
What do you want, Khan?
I want to say goodbye and thank you.
Me too, Mr. Winfrey. I'm sorry about the little business earlier on with the knee. Wait till I get back to Germany to tell my children I've met Gerald Winfrey.
Believe me, Mr. Winfrey, I would not have surrendered to anyone else but you. You are a brilliant man, and you have made fools of us all.
Yes, you're quite a man, Winfrey. We thought this operation was foolproof, but we reckoned without you. I salute you.
All right, get hold of them.
It has been an honor to be caught out by you. Superb job!
What the hell's going on? What are you doing?
Well done, Gerald. You saved us again.
We damn nearly believed all that stuff of yours about taking a holiday.
Well, those chaps won't see much of the war.
But surely there won't be a war now. I've caught them all for you.
Oh, they will, Gerald. And it'll be a proper one, thanks to you.
Not one of those mean little jobs run by intelligence.
We got definite dates from the Kaiser earlier today. August the 4th, 1914, in France.
And if this one's successful, they'll want to do a follow-up.
Ah, you're a genius, Winfrey. You really are. I don't know how the hell you do it. Drink?
No. You, have a beer on me. I must get back to the holiday.
Marvelous chap.